Locker room chats continuing tonight on KNZA. First time of 2026. High school basketball back to it after the holiday break. We're joined now by Horton girls coach. That is Bailey Lanter, brought to you by Union State Bank. And this Chargers team coach playing some good ball here out of the break. Let's start with that first one on Friday last week at home against Jackson Heights. You guys really put it on the Cobras, 67-33. Kansas Keough led the way with 26 points. Just a great output, you know, in that first game out of the break. How nice was it to see your team perform the way they did, you know, that first game in 2026 against a quality team in Jackson Heights?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you come off of a long break like that and you come off of some practices where maybe you haven't had everybody there or you've been battling injury or illness, and so you're never quite sure how that's going to translate then to the court on game night. But it was really nice to see the girls come out with, you know, a lot of fire and a lot of intensity. And, the effort was, more than I could have asked for sure.
You know, I mentioned Kansas Keough again. She had 26 in that game against the Cobras. Talk about the development and just how good she has played for you guys so far this season.
Kansas is a very good ball player, obviously, very skilled, can handle the ball, can shoot the ball. But I think the thing that has been the most impressive about Kansas so far this season is the way that she's kind of embraced the changes that have taken place, you know, with the new system kind of coming in and new expectations. She's really kind of grabbed the bull by the horns and has really taken charge and, like I said, embraced what we're trying to do. And that's huge coming out of, you know, a junior, but then also coming out of, you know, a really solid ball player. It sets a good stage for the rest of the team, for everybody else to kind of follow that lead. And so, yeah, it's been huge for us to have her kind of take it on, like I said, the system and what we're doing in the way that she has. It's had an incredible impact on what we're able to do.
And you guys were able to carry that momentum, that big win against Jackson Heights last Friday, last night, back at home against a very quality team in Riverside, and you guys get another win, 59-46 this go-around. What'd you see from the game last night against Riverside and obviously coming out with another league win?
Well, absolutely. It's nice to get another win in the league. And, I didn't know in that first half if we were going to take care of business or not. We came out a little sluggish, and but the girls, you know, we were down at one point by 9 in the first half, and we had a pretty big turnaround. Going into halftime, I think we were up then by 9. And so the way that the girls battled and fought in that first half, and then they just kind of maintained that focus, that intensity in the second half, to kind of extend that lead a little bit, was great to see out of the girls. Like I said, you know, Riverside's a good team, but I really think that, you know, when we play disciplined, when we execute, we can do some pretty positive things on the court. So hopefully we just continue to do those things. So.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, you're going to try to keep this momentum rolling on Friday, looking for that fourth straight win. You guys have won 4 of your last 5. You get a second go-around with Oskaloosa here. You saw him not too long ago, really that last game right before the break, so just a matter of weeks ago. You know, in that first game at home against Oski, it was a 2-point win for you guys, but that was a non-league game. So this one at Oskaloosa Friday night goes towards the league standings. Again, it was a 2-point game, great high school basketball game first go around. Do you see many adjustments? Is it more about just kind of keeping the momentum rolling, or what's kind of the expectation for this second matchup with Oskaloosa on Friday?
Well, Oskaloosa is definitely a good team. You know, they're quick and they're aggressive. We're going to have to come out and we're going to have to play at a high level. But one thing I've kind of stressed with our girls is we just have to kind of stay the course and, you know, be who we are and play our game. And, you know, so I don't feel that it's a matter of big adjustments necessarily. It's minor adjustments and tweaking things here or there to make them more effective, or to make our team more efficient. But yeah, we're definitely going to have to, you know, play well on Friday night if we expect to come home with a win against Oski.
Great stuff as always. That's Bailey Lanter joining us, Horton girls basketball coach. Again, couple of wins here in 2026. They have won 3 straight, 4 of their last 5. They look to keep that momentum rolling on Friday night. League tilt on the road against Oskaloosa. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.